Well, the public is unaware of the situation. And that's partly because of the way nature works. You know, weather is highly variable. 10 or 20 or 30 degree variations are common, while the global warming so far is about 1 degree Celsius, which is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So people have a hard time seeing it. But the consequences are already becoming apparent, as we see with the melting sea ice in the Arctic. The Northwest Passage is now actually open. Mountain glaciers melting around the world, subtropics expanding, which is affecting the Southwest United States and the Mediterranean region and Australia. And the problem is that those things are going to grow, and we're going to pass tipping points, which will have disastrous consequences if we pass them. We don't have to pass them, though, and that's why it's appropriate for us to try to communicate the situation to the public, because the kind of things that we need to do with our energy systems make sense anyway for different reasons.
The evidence for climate change is growing almost every week. More studies are released, often indicating the future will be worse than first thought. What do you think we need to do to minimize the effects of climate change?
Well, it's very clear what we need to do. The carbon dioxide is increasing because of the burning of fossil fuels. If you look at how much carbon there is in oil, gas, and coal, you see that coal is by far the biggest reservoir. And then there's the unconventional fossil fuels like tar shale and tar sands. What we need to do is phase out the coal use and prohibit the use of these unconventional, dirty fossil fuels, and we could solve the problem. But to get there, there's a very practical requirement, and that is that we begin to put a price on carbon emissions. The reason that people use fossil fuels as the main source of energy is that it's the cheapest energy. And as long as that's the case, we're going to keep using them more and more. But the reason they're cheapest is because we subsidize them. Our governments subsidize them, and they don't make them pay for the costs that they cause for society. The human health problems due to air pollution and water pollution, the mercury and the arsenic that comes from coal, and the costs of future climate change for our children and grandchildren. All of these are free for the fossil fuel companies. They don't have to worry about those at all. The way we would solve that is to put a gradually rising price on carbon emissions. And there's actually some good news in the newspaper, and that is that Senators Kerry, a Democrat, and Lindsey Graham, a Republican, announced that they're not going to push cap and trade, which had been the big banks' proposed solution to put a cap on carbon emissions. And then it was a complicated system where you could trade the rights to pollute, but the big winners would be the traders and the losers would be the public.